listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live, coast to coast, 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Vegas. Action packed. I mean, if there's any day that's action packed, it's going to be the Thursday and or Friday of the first round of the tournament. We're live. It's Friday. And we're joined by a special pros roundtable. These are the guys with all the college knowledge. Brad Powers and A.J. Hoffman from Houston, specialist. Now listen, A.J. had a tough day yesterday. He loved Northeastern. Now, let's be fair. He loved Cal Irvine. So, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you when.
Okay.
All right.
Just
now, here's
to
what
me when I can talk.
Yeah, I'll point. Here's what's amazing. You got to give the guy credit. If you take, what was it, like 213 seeds in a split, you've done something, right,
yeah,
Brad?
Absolutely.
But it seems like the ego. I looked at his Twitter feed. He had mentioned the game like 3 or 4 times. And this was the amazing part. I walked by the, you know, pregame.com offices here. I heard him on the phone quoting rentals on Skywriting. He was seeing if he could just get Cal Irvine up over the strip real quick with his name beside it. So, AJ, how excited are you about your Cal Irvine bracket buster?
I'm pretty excited. And I didn't. My rough day yesterday was 8-2-1.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you keep banging on that Northeastern. We won't talk about Virginia's first half.
Oh yes, we will.
Oh, we will. I thought that crossed off the list.
That's the first thing we're going to be doing is recapping today's games, and then second half of the show previewing not only Saturday, we got a Sunday pick for you already. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. You can't have pros, though, without Joe's. He's Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ. And yes, we start on Straight Out of Vegas with Virginia, the one seed in the South region who survived a first half scare from Gardner Webb. But in the end, Virginia, a 71-56 win over Gardner Webb to advance.
And luckily, my best bet of the entire first round was Virginia in the first half. Now, yeah, that's a true story.
We got a shooter.
But it's not going to slow me down. I tell you, I was flabbergasted. But guys, if you think about are there locks or not, there's no sure thing. Think about how much money you would have bet if some schmo on the street would have said, hey, I'll put it in escrow. So it's the money's in the middle. You know you're going to get paid. You can have Virginia +5 in the first half. I mean, it's your biggest bet of your life, right, Brad?
Absolutely it is. Sell the wife, sell the kids, sell the house.
Now, you know what's funny? The saying is sell the house, sell the car, sell the kids. Somehow, Brad threw sell the wife.
The wife, yeah.
I mean, he's not even married. So I don't know if there's some Freudian slip there. But I'll tell you right now, I was flabbergasted with that Virginia game. Brad, what did you see?
Honestly, a lackadaisical effort on the defensive side of the ball, and really it seemed like as Gardner Webb got up on him early, it looked like it was in Virginia's head, like, oh no, here we go again, because then Virginia, uncharacteristically, RJ, got sloppy with the ball, had 6 or 7 turnovers in the first 10-12 minutes of the game. So
the thing that I thought they'd be so afraid of, which is get themselves in a spot where they got to think about it, I thought they'd do everything they could energy-wise to avoid it.
Yep.
You would think against a Gardner Webb you could name the score. Wasn't the case.
No, not at all, RJ.
I think two things that happened in that game. One, Virginia, known for their defense, failed to adjust to sort of the slip and screen stuff that, Gardner-Webb was doing. And the pace of the game didn't go Virginia's way. And when we've seen Virginia struggle this year.
So when you say pace the game,
they
want to
play,
slowly.
They want to be snails, and you know, Gardner-Webb made them run, and it turned
Typically, the better team
can
set the pace, right?
That's typically the case. Wasn't the case in this one.
Now, here's the question. Let's not do a full handicap till later in the show, but how much do we downgrade Virginia? Because there's two ways these kids, and let's be honest, 18, 19, 20 years old, you know, I'm in my mid-40s. I wasn't all that mature. It's hard to think they're going to be that mature. Do these kids on Virginia think, woo, we got past that problem. Here we are. We're ready to go. Or, boy, even in a home run spot, we're struggling in this tournament. This tournament isn't our thing. So, Brad, right now, would you downgrade Virginia off the performance and or Virginia off of we got more proof that they don't just seem to be a tournament team?
I'm going to downgrade Virginia off the performance, but I'm going to agree with you. I think their statement is more that it's almost an exhale.
I'm not sure. I don't say you agree. I thought that was one of the options. I think they're thinking, hey, if we couldn't, I mean, imagine if you're in some weightlifting competition and every round it goes up 20 pounds, right? And the first round is benching 225 and you're an NFL guy. So for you, doing one rep of that is like waking up and brushing your teeth. But imagine for whatever reason, you're struggling with that first rep. Are you going to think, whew, thank God we got by there? Or are we thinking, well, what happens now? There's going to be 235 on there.
I can just tell you the body language on the team watching today's game dramatically changed throughout the course of it. They looked like they were playing tight early, and then once they got the defense going in the second half, it looked like they were enjoying themselves out there on the court.
That's Brad Powers and RJ Bell straight out of Vegas recapping today's game, starting with Virginia. AJ, what are you doing with Virginia in your power rank?
There's no downgrade for me on Virginia, and I also like the fact that their matchup in the next game is the offense they'll see in the next game is a little better fitted for them to face. I mean, it's almost
and that's against
Oklahoma, another bad offensive team that had a really great offensive day. Maybe Oklahoma might be a little bit overvalued. People saw them put up 90-something points. That's not going to happen against Virginia.
And we're going to get to previewing that game in the second half of the show.
And as we mentioned, Oklahoma is the team next up for Virginia in the South region. Oklahoma, a 95-72 wipeout of eight-seeded Ole Miss in the South region.
Remember, Brad, we always want to learn from the past to make money in the future. What did we learn?
We learned that Oklahoma had an outlier performance. What's an outlier performance? Something that doesn't happen too often in a season. And Oklahoma today shot 58% from the floor, their second best effort this entire season. And like AJ just mentioned, it's not like Oklahoma's a really good shooting team. They're average to below average nationally on the offensive side of the ball. So my take is, I think because they just ripped off a 58% performance from the field, I think they're going to be slightly overvalued in this upcoming game.
Now, turnovers in football are oftentimes a sign of this team got lucky, this team got unlucky. Shooting percentage can be a sign when it's an outlier that a basketball team got lucky or unlucky, but it matters, were they getting good open looks? So how much of the 58% was, hey, they got lucky, thus let's expect that not to continue? And how much of it was they just got open looks and it made sense they made a lot?
I mean, they had some open looks today, but I think more luck, probably 60-40.
So there was luck in it.
Yeah, there was today.
Another big factor in that score looking like it did at the end, Oklahoma shot 26 free throws, Ole Miss shot 4. So they got 21 points from the line, 21 of 26. Ole Miss got 3, so that's an 18-point difference.
Now, is that something that, now again, there's two minds to examine that. One is see how physical this team is. Oklahoma can get inside and do what they want, or relative to the first round competition, they could, but they won't be able to against Virginia.
Virginia's a different animal.
That is true.
The 10-seeded Iowa Hawkeyes in the South region are on to the next round after a 79-72 win over number 7 Cincinnati.
Brad, who do we have in our bracket now?
We had Cincinnati.
But let's be clear here. Have we lost a Sweet 16 team yet?
We have not lost a single Sweet 16.
So we're three quarters the way through.
Yep.
Hold on. Hold on. Let's make sure we say this clearly. So Jonas, because Jonas was like 2-0 or something in his bracket yesterday, and he kept talking about it. How's your bracket doing now, Jonas?
Well, I was 14-2 in day one, and I don't want to talk about day two.
At least he's honest. But the beauty is we were 12-4, so you're thinking, oh, it's okay. But we didn't lose one Sweet 16 team, meaning anyone that we lost that we thought was going to win, we had losing in the second round. So in theory, we could still be 16 out of 16 in the Sweet 16.
As of right now, yep.
I mean, if that happened, they'd have to cancel the herd and just for us to brag about it all yeah, afternoon on Monday.
Absolutely.
I mean, that would be, well, I guess that'd be Saturday. I mean, it would change programming on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
If you have a chance, you should sell your company to Warren Buffett today, because he said if anybody hits 16 out of 16 on the Sweet 16 that works for him, he'd give him $1 million a year for life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Only for Warren Buffett employees.
Well, unfortunately, we're not in that mix.
Can you make a quick sale is what I'm asking.
So with Cincy, what did we see in the game?
We saw a Cincinnati team that dominated, particularly in the first half, especially on the offensive glass. I mean, they were the more physical team and looked like they were running away with that game. And I don't know if it was them getting lackadaisical with their approach, but Iowa slowly worked back in it, and it seemed like Cincinnati's confidence seemed to fade as the game got closer and closer. And the last 10 minutes of that game, they just fell out of it.
So we've seen Cincinnati play tight in the NCAA tournament as of late. Cincinnati leading at halftime the last couple of years, 23-0. Leading at halftime in the NCAA tournament, Cincinnati's now 0-2 the last couple of years. So they definitely played tight in the second half. And Iowa exploited. Cincinnati has one weakness. It's three-point, yep. Defending the three on defense, the three-point shot. Iowa ended up making 50% of their three-point shots. They exploited it in the second half. The Hawkeyes did.
And that's another example, though, even if they're getting open looks, 50% is a nice number.
Absolutely.
You might be looking to go against Iowa.
I am looking to go against Iowa. But I think big picture here, I think we got to take it out. Big Ten, RJ, is now 6-0 to start the tournament. So maybe we need to be upgrading the entire conference at this point.
Let's talk about that in a minute. Last thing this segment, you and I have got a bet. You took four teams.
Yep.
Those four teams are?
Duke, Kentucky, Gonzaga, and Virginia.
I got the other 344 or whatever. You gave me 4-1 odds.
Yep.
How you feeling?
Not as good, because Virginia looked very weak today, and then Kentucky's best player, P.J. Washington's hurt, and it doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon.
So you're not feeling good.
I'm not.
Now, you know, one of the things professional bettors will let you do is buy out of a bet.
I got 75, what do you need? 75, I'm going to go 80s. 80, last call.
So if you want to buy out, if I win, I'd win 1,000, because it's 250 to win 1,000. I'll let you buy out for 600 right now.
No.
All right, when we come back, Brad mentioned something about Duke. We've got an amazing stat, if it holds up, that says Duke won't even make the Final Four.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You the Fan. Coming up here in just a moment, we have some potential bad news for the Duke Blue Devils.
Each weekday, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you. Right now, the second day of March Madness on the Strip, it's 70 degrees and the neon is coursing. By the way, Fezzik, we gave him bookended senior days, because Jonas, we had last night a really cool event. The Hard Rock Cafe here in Vegas opened up the vinyl room, and they were charging like $40 a ticket to hear us do a podcast, and we had 100 plus people there. Same room Andrew Dice Clay had been in, Goo Goo Dolls, so Courtney Love. It was really wonderful, but Fezzik had to literally take a nap before it started at 10 p. And then after, he looked so tired. His eyes weren't focusing. Like, when I was off to the side, we just said, you need a second, like the bookend of senior days for him.
And now, did he get one of those alcoholic Capri Suns that he got in Atlanta for the Super Bowl? What was that called? Like, he got some pink drink or something like that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, when he has that second white wine, that's when it's time to get the tape recorder out.
He turns into Gary Busey before your eyes. I get it. Guys, there is a odds-on favorite to win the NCAA tournament, and it's the Duke Blue Devils. They've been the talk of college basketball with Zion Williamson all year long. But RJ, you and Vegas have a trend that could spell bad news for number one ranked Duke.
Well, listen, we've got Brad Power, so that means we've got the college knowledge. This trend is so good, we're going to give it some theme music. Give us this trend, Brad.
So Duke as a team, shooting the three-point shot, Duke only hits 30.2% of their three-point attempts. 30.2%, where does that rank nationally?
All right, so 30% plus 30.2. 30.2, 30%.
Where does that rank nationally? Number 338. All right, that's fine. How about this, though?
Well, it's not so fine when you have 350 teams.
No, it's not. But since the three-point shot was, you know, came into the game of college basketball in 1987, no team ever has shot that poorly from the three-point shot and made the Final Four. Forget the national championship. No team's ever made the Final Four hitting threes at such a low percentage.
Now think about that a second. The three-point shot is how much more important today than 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? I mean, at the show yesterday, Ken Thompson was pounding his fist like a gorilla saying, you got to have three-point shooters or you can't win. And who's to say he's wrong? I mean, threes are king. So we're saying even back in like 87, 88, 89, no one that shot threes as badly as Duke has even made the Final Four.
Yep.
But they're a historically big favorite.
Hence why I bet against Duke.
The only way that could be the case, I'm RJ Bell straight out of Vegas, talking about Duke, is Zion has to be not the best player this year. He has to be a generational player. Is that what we're seeing on the court?
I think that's how the market and the national media
I didn't ask. I can read the odds.
Yeah.
I'm asking Brad Powell.
I don't think he is at this point. Because keep in mind, coming into the season, he wasn't number one coming into the season.
RJ Barrett was
considered. So all those high school recruiting people out there that studied hours and hours of tapes had his teammate RJ Barrett ranked ahead of Zion coming in this year.
So we asked this question last night. I want to get Jonas's just Malcolm Gladwell blink first thought. If every NBA player were put in the center of a basketball court, like we're doing a pickup game, but you're the GM redrafting the entire league, considering youth, all the factors that any GM is going to consider when they make a signing, where does Zion go if he's in that group right now?
In between 20 and 25?
Boy, see, you're lower than anyone.
He's about where I'm at.
Really? I thought 12. I thought the one dude was saying 12, and that was the low number.
No, I'm probably after 20. I said yesterday, this Zion thing reminds me a little bit of the Blake Griffin phenomenon, a guy that was so dominant in college, and then they almost had to pick him first in the draft, and James Harden, Steph Curry, DeMar DeRozan, better players than Blake Griffin, went after him in the draft because the hype had gotten so big on this guy that they had to take him number one overall.
That's AJ Hoffman. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Question is, how good is Zion? Where do you put him in the NBA right now if we redrafted the whole league?
I think 10 to 15 is fair.
But you don't think Duke is as good as the market thinks.
Yeah.
And you backed that up with a big bet.
I did. I bet no, Duke will not win the national title. Had to lay minus 260, meaning 260 to win 100. Although I didn't bet 260 to win 100. I bet $5,200 to win 2 G's.
That's true. We goaded him into it because he had such a hot take. But, oh, by the way, if Duke doesn't win it, that means at least you'll have the money to pay me.
Yeah.
Because that makes my bet look even better.
It does.
Poor Brad. It's coming.
We had a number two seed survive a scare earlier today. We'll get to that here coming up in just one moment. Want to let you know Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by Mako. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Mako today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event. Number two seed in the South, the Tennessee Volunteers, a 77-70 win over 15th-seeded Colgate. The Vols move on.
So not a cover.
No.
And remember, you and Fez have a bet. If I remember, it's Tennessee versus
Virginia.
Virginia. Oh, wow.
There was a time where both teams were losing in the second half today.
So, I mean, do we overreact? Because, I mean, Tennessee's a team I think the Sharps have been not as high on as the public for a while now.
That's exactly right. When Tennessee sat, what, a month straight at the top of the AP poll at number one, realistically, Vegas considered maybe the fifth or sixth best team in the country at that point. What I saw today, RJ, I'm not downgrading Tennessee that much. They did their part in the first half, got up like 12, 14 points, and then looks like they let the foot off the gas pedal. What happened? Colgate's a really good three-point shooting team. Colgate ended up hitting 15. A lot of those wide-open looks in the second half. That's why the game got close.
Jordan Burns is one of the most underrated players in the country because he plays at Colgate, but he is probably one of the 15 best guards in the country. He ends up going 8 of 13 or something like that, 31 points today. Huge game. Tennessee wasn't ready for it, and that was able to keep the game close. But I don't think that, you know, I don't think what we saw today is any panic button if you're a Tennessee guy.
Here's the thing, guys. You're hearing a reoccurring theme. In the bar, in the dumb talk shows, we'll say nicely, none of them on Fox, really, but some local shows in Texas,
yeah,
let's say, for
dummy
example,
yeah,
is what ends up happening is that, oh, look, that team hit a bunch of threes. You know, what would Haystack Hank say, Brad?
Oh, they hit a bunch of threes, man. Now, boy,
this team's on a roll.
Yeah, they're rolling.
We think differently. We think you've had a whole season to establish how many threes you're going to hit on average.
Yep.
And if you have an outlier, it's probably a sign of good or bad luck, and you're going to look to go the other way. If it's good luck, fade the team. And if it's bad luck, look to play on them. And it sounds like you guys are saying Colgate had some good luck, which mitigates a little bit Tennessee not covering.
Yeah, and I think some of it was actually just some wide open shots because Tennessee was up so big at halftime, RJ.
In the West region, number three Texas Tech advances after a 72-57 win over Northern Kentucky.
Now, this is another one, and I think it bears repeating. We have, at pregame.com, we had a dream bracket we did. Live podcast. We did the bracket live. Popular. Out the wazoo. Of the 16 teams in our Sweet 16, we have 16 teams remaining. Now listen, I'm not a scientist, but that's 100%. So it's not going to continue. We're not going to talk about it as much as Jonas did his bracket yesterday, but we are undefeated right now in the Sweet 16. Thoughts on this game?
Yeah, and one of those teams is Texas Tech. In fact, we have Texas Tech, a 3 seed, going to the Final Four. So at least when we're filling out that bracket, we're, I would say, big believers of Texas Tech, and I still am. I liked what I saw today. AJ's going to disagree with me, but here's a Texas Tech team that was playing their best basketball of the season and just had a slip-up against West Virginia in the Big 12 tournament. I think the market kind of threw them in the trash. See, that team's not as good as we thought, and today Texas Tech goes out there in a double-digit point spread, covers. I like this Red Raiders team.
I don't hate what I saw today. I just think there's some physicality issues that jumped out today in Northern Kentucky.
So meaning limitations on Tech's part.
Right. And Tech is, I mean,
and what
offensively
kind of team,
we can agree they're a one-man show.
What kind of team could exploit that?
An athletic team.
So it's just a matter of athleticism.
I mean, well, Buffalo is an athletic team, but they're also really, really skilled. Northern Kentucky, a good offensive team. They didn't have enough defensively to keep up with Texas Tech, but they did out-rebound Texas Tech pretty handily. I saw some things in Texas Tech that I just wasn't crazy about, especially if you're talking about a team that people think is a Final Four type contender. I worry about them a little bit.
We've got them in the Final Four, don't we?
We do.
Yeah. Listen, it's all about aggregating information. I don't care how good the one lawyer is. You want a dream team.
Mr. Shapiro, Mr. Cochran, Mr. Douglas, Mr. Kardashian, Mr. Bailey.
So you want the whole team to be 16 out of 16.
out in the South region, number 13, the Anteaters of UC Irvine are on to the next round after knocking off 4-seed Kansas State 70-64.
You know, AJ does 3 hours in Houston, and his partner is, I think, low energy is fair to say. Is that fair to say?
He's an older gentleman.
Yeah. So it's always funny to get radio guys that talk like 2 hours and 45 minutes a day to have to play a supporting role. I mean, they're like chomping at the bit. They're making waving their hands. So AJ, I'm going to let you go first on this one.
I thought UC Irvine did about exactly what I thought they would do.
And
they weren't great on the offense, but the game was a little higher scoring than I thought it would be, especially in the second half. But I didn't think that UC Irvine was going to run away from them with their offense. But I think in the second half, the defense clamped down, and you saw Kansas State without Dean Wade is just not a very good offensive basketball team. They struggled to get anything going consistent. I think they had two or three droughts of over 4 minutes with 0 points scored. It's hard to win games when that's happening.
And in our two bracket busters, one of them, teams worse than a 12 we had winning, one was Irvine.
Right.
Mr. Shapiro, Mr. Cochran, Mr. Douglas, Mr. Kardashian, Mr. Bailey.
It was a dream bracket, Brian.
It was. Now, I'm going to take a different approach to the game. You're going to hear a lot of people, ooh, big upset, a 13 over a 4-seed. Irvine.
So you're trying to diminish AJ's pick?
Well, I mean, if you look on the point spread, this Irvine team was only a 3.5-point underdog. On the money line, Irvine was plus 155, meaning coming into the game, Irvine had nearly a 40% chance to win the game outright coming into it, RJ.
But they won, and they won convincingly.
Yeah, they won by 6, but it was a nip and tuck game there.
It was a close game.
Half.
I will say this, Irvine did become sort of a popular darling upset pick as you know.
Do you think you drove that?
But I do think that there were some people who figured it out, some sharp people figured out that was a good spot, and it drove the market quite a bit.
In just 1 minute, we're hitting the second half of the show. What are we going to do in that second half? We are going to give you 2 picks for Saturday and an early pick for Sunday.
That's coming up next. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Dan Byer.
In the one game that's going on right now, 12-seed Oregon leads number 5 Wisconsin 59-47 with just over 4 minutes to go in the game in San Jose. Now, the winner of this matchup will get those Anteaters of UC Irvine who topped Kansas State earlier 70-64. It's now a final from Tulsa. 6-seed Buffalo tops number 11-seed Arizona State 91-74. The Bulls will get 3rd-seed Texas Tech, who won earlier today. A couple of top seeds in the South region got a little bit more than they bargained for, but number 1 Virginia and number 2 Tennessee picked up victories. Cavaliers dropped number 16 Gardner Webb 71-56 to face Oklahoma on Sunday, while 2nd seeded Tennessee, the Volunteers, got past Colgate 77-70. Volunteers will face Iowa coming up on Sunday. Vanderbilt men's basketball coach Bryce Drew won't return next season after 3 years on the job. The Red Sox and ace pitcher Chris Sale have agreed on a 5-year extension worth $145 million. According to multiple reports, the Raiders have signed quarterback Mike Glennon, and at the Valspar Invitational, Sekerel, Paul Casey, and Austin Cook lead at 6-under par. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Dan. Straight out of Vegas here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in just a moment, we will take a look ahead at 2 matchups this weekend in the West region of the NCAA tournament. I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of You, the Fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
We're joined by Brad Powers. Brad, every about 90 seconds, it seems like you're pumping your fists. Like, you're not doing it so much for us to see, but like almost like you're trying to hide it. But what exactly is driving that?
The Oregon Ducks was the best bet that I gave out. And
it's just you're just celebrating every bucket.
I'm celebrating all the buckets because that's the team we have in our bracket.
So we have them in the bracket.
We have a 12 seed winning outright.
Lucchese, Gambino, Bonanno, Profaci.
You just got to bring them all together.
Yep.
I'd also like to point out, RJ, that Brad has been riding Oregon for like the last week. He's been all over Oregon multiple times.
You mean, when you say riding, you mean just talking nonstop about it?
Yeah, I probably should have rephrased that.
But listen, let's give him credit. If it wins, he can talk about it all he wants.
Guys, we do have a big matchup out west coming up tomorrow, a 5:15 Eastern time tip-off. It's number 2 Michigan and number 10 Florida. This from Des Moines, Iowa, right now on pregame.com. Michigan, a 6.5-point favorite.
Brad Powers, all the college knowledge. This is your best bet for Saturday.
Best bet for me. I'm going to take the underdog Florida plus 6.5. And here's a Florida team. Overall records, like 20-15. So, I mean, how is this team in the – forget, you know, in the second round, how is this team even in the NCAA tournament? I think this team, Florida, very underrated. Why? This is a Florida team that lost 7 games by 5 points or less, including a couple of overtime games. But the pendulum has swung a little bit here recently for Florida. They finally have turned the tables, won a couple of these close games, playing with some confidence. And on top of that, I'm worried about this Michigan team depth-wise. Michigan number 350 in the country in bench minutes. What does that mean? It means their bench doesn't play a lot as far as compared to their starters. And this is now Michigan's 5th game in 9 days. I think a deeper Florida team takes advantage. Florida plus 6.5, best bet.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
I think you're making some great points. One, and this is a macro point, depth matters more in the second game of the weekend. It's a 48-hour turnaround. Sometimes in quirky ways, it's even less than that. So depth matters. And in the first weekend of the tournament, how many games you played last weekend matters. Because during the regular season, you usually play 2 games a week.
Yep.
How many did Michigan play in the Big Ten?
They played 3 games in 3 days.
All right, so now you're playing 3 in 3 days. You have a thin team. You win, and now you're playing on 48 hours rest.
And these aren't regular season games, RJ.
Intensity
so much more in these games.
So your best bet for Saturday?
Florida plus 6.5.
Brad Powers.
We'll keep it out west in the West region, where number 1 Gonzaga and number 9 Baylor tip off in Salt Lake City on Saturday night. And right now on pregame.com, Gonzaga a 13-point favorite.
AJ Hoffman.
Yeah, I like the Zags here, and I think that what the Zags have done all year long is get separation against bad teams. They've got a 60-point win this season. Baylor was a team, to me, overseeded. 8-9 matchup was a surprise to me because I thought Baylor was they should have been one of the weaker teams, one of the last few teams into the tournament. Wasn't the case, and I still think everybody's saying, Gonzaga, how could they lose to St. Mary's? How could that happen? And there's some sort of a stigma now that Gonzaga's weak. They haven't been weak all year. They let one game slip up, and all of a sudden it's a panic. I think Gonzaga gets separation again. We're seeing Tilly start to involve himself more in the offense. He was out for a good chunk this year, looked great yesterday. I think there's just too many weapons for Gonzaga right now.
And I think Baylor took advantage in the first round game. Syracuse point guard was a late scratch, like less than 24 hours before the game tipped off. I think Baylor's a little overrated coming off that win against Syracuse.
Okay, so here's the question. Is Brad does his power ratings every week. I think they're the best Vegas power rankings out there for college basketball. And he does them college football. You've had Gonzaga as one of the 10 best teams of the last decade.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
That is.
So, because in theory, you could have 3 teams in a given year that are 3 of the 10 best teams of a decade, right? And only one's going to win it. As you watch that St. Mary's game, as you've watched round one, any reevaluation with the Zags?
I have not downgraded Gonzaga that much. They just, you know.
So you have downgraded them?
Just about it. You have to downgrade them, RJ. I mean, they were a double.
I'm not judging you. Yeah. Just asking.
I downgraded them 0.5 or so. Looks like the market downgraded Gonzaga a point and a half after the St. Mary's game.
This line to open up is Gonzaga -4. Why did it jump all the way to 13?
You know what happens?
I don't believe in that.
Yeah. Okay. What happens sometimes is that because there's XML feeds, RSS feeds of the data, is a bad number gets put out and it's pushed, and then the sites will have it as the opener. What we'll do, this is a good tease, is we'll look at the actual data of the games, get the actual opener in that Zags game that was bettable, and, oh, by the way, a bonus best bet early for Sunday coming up next.
That's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted, and it's money-making time next year on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. So, RJ, we were discussing the Gonzaga-Baylor matchup set for tomorrow in the NCAA tournament. The line was showing as opening up at 4. It is now at Gonzaga minus 13.
Yeah, and we talked about this was just a data error that pretty much any site's going to have. You have the sources of these odds. And what ends up happening is, for example, go to pregame.com, click the Game Center. It's consuming the XML feed. Well, Five Dimes, which is an online sports book, flashed out a 4 and then almost instantly took it down. So what ends up happening is, and you can do it at pregame, any line that you're interested in, you press it, and then there's an archive of how the line is moved. And what you see here is 4 was a bad number. A little bit later, Bet Online opened up at 13.5. So I think it's fair to say Gonzaga's opening number was 13.5.
Do you think Steve Fezzik would have tried to get some cash in on minus 4?
Tried. He would have had a hernia and he would have had to have 2 senior days next week.
We do have a big matchup Sunday in Columbia, South Carolina. Number 1, Virginia, and number 9, Oklahoma. And right now, Virginia is an 11-point favorite.
Listen, I love crossfires, but I love when there's agreement.
Peace and love, peace and love.
Both Brad Powers and AJ Hoffman agree on this early Sunday best bet. AJ.
I think this is just a matchup gem for Virginia here to play against another snail-paced team like Oklahoma that struggles offensively, although we're getting Oklahoma coming off one of their better offensive performances of the season. I mean, no one saw them scoring 90-something points. It came out of nowhere. It's not going to be that easy against this Virginia team. They're going to end up playing the same pace. And if you ask me, do you want Virginia's guys or Oklahoma's guys playing a game in the 60s? It's Virginia, and it's not even close. I think that they should roll here. And I like that we're getting some value from Oklahoma crushing Ole Miss in the 8-9 game and Virginia struggling and being such a big story that they struggled. And now everybody's saying, well, are they just, like you said, are they just a bad tournament team? I think we're getting some value on the Cavs.
Current number?
11.
Boy, now, two slow-paced teams. 11's a lot of points. Brad, you like this too?
Well, Virginia's the slowest-paced team in the entire country, RJ. But believe it or not, even after not covering today, Virginia's still the most profitable team in the entire country against the spread. A lot of people
don't. But remember now, Virginia is one of those teams that the theory goes doesn't have the valleys. During a regular season for a regular team, there's the highs and the lows. Virginia, I don't know, coaching, intensity, whatever, seems to stay at a consistent level.
Yep.
But that lack of ceiling does seem to hurt them. It's not just last year that Virginia struggled in the NCAA tournament.
It's been the last 5-6 years.
All right, so this isn't some short little one little thing.
No.
But still, you like them.
But you just talk ceiling. Yeah, let me talk about Oklahoma's ceiling against this style of defense. Oklahoma this year played Texas Tech. I would say Texas Tech probably resembles Virginia almost as much as any other team in the country.
Defensively.
And in those two games, Oklahoma's offense managed 58 points per game. The difference between Texas Tech and Virginia, Virginia's got a couple more scoring options than just one single player, the Texas Tech. And in both those games, you got Oklahoma losing by double digits. I think that'll be the case here. I like Virginia minus 11.
So a double like. By the way, Vegas producer Mackie got an update for us on our bracket. So we're up at ESPN.com with the dream bracket. Where are we at right now?
91st percentile.
So when you put it together, guys.
Covey leader to identify Baker T. Rambo, Mesner, Ortega, Coletta, Jorgensen, Danforth, Barry, Krakauer. Confirmed.
As a team, 91st percent.
Guys, Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by Mako. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Mako today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event.
Thank you, Jonas. I'll tell you this. This is one of my favorite theories. Teach a man to fish, he eats forever. Buy him a fish sandwich, he eats that day, Brad. How good are these conferences? A majority of the games they play are against each other, the meaningful competitive games before the tournament. So when a conference does really bad early, It makes me question every team. When a conference does really well early, it makes me feel better about every team in that conference. Give me an example of each.
All right. As far as good, what's a conference that's exceeded expectations so far? How about the Big Ten? 6-1 so far, even with Wisconsin's loss. The Big Ten has definitely exceeded expectations.
6-1 straight up. That tells us this Big Ten team, they're beating up on each other. They're probably better than we think because the general level of a majority of their games, which have been in conference that are competitive, is higher than we thought coming in.
Yeah, and quickly, the Big Ten, first team ever, first conference ever to go to 20 conference games this year. So maybe some iron sharpening iron more than usual.
Okay, I'm RJ Bell straight out of Vegas. We want to talk about a conference now that's the flip side. They played so poorly, it makes you question the team.
Big East, 1-3. Okay, that doesn't sound too bad, but let's look at the ATS margin. Expectations being the Vegas line. In those four games, the Big East teams have fallen short by 10 points per game, RJ.
All right, we've got about a minute left. AJ, this was a big deal to you. You've been toiling in local radio. How did it feel?
I mean, it was fun.
Did it feel affirming? Do you think I could even do this maybe if I had RJ helping every day?
If RJ mentored me in radio for some time, my life would be less of a waste.
I'm getting a hint of sarcasm.
No. This is it.
By the way, AJ, the leading drive time host in Houston. So we like to have fun with him. Give us your Twitter.
@AJIsTheReal.
AJ is the real. At least there's no ego there. Brad Powers is Brad Power 7.
At least there's no mystery there.
I'm @RJInVegas. Guys, it's going to be a big weekend. We'll be back on Monday, but we'll keep the information flowing online the entire weekend.
The Odd Couple is next here on Fox Sports Radio. If you missed any of today's show, including multiple best bets this weekend on the NCAA tournament, just go find the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We are straight out of Vegas, back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.